after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yo, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to Life After Dust Live. Sports, Steady J, and of course, the girl Carolyn Lamont in the building.
Yeah, of course. What's up, Steady?
Not as much. You know, it's Monday.
It is. Money Monday.
So, yes. Oh, man. So much. I look at the news. Oh, my God. The news today is definitely hot. Hot mess, that is. There's a lot of hot mess today. Of course, we'll be talking about some of that. And we'll also be having a very special co-host, a very special guest on the show, my boy DJ K-City, which we'll be talking to him about the importance of a good DJ-artist relationship to effectively push your music, as well as we'll also be talking to us. Not only does he dabble into the music side, but he dabbles into a little bit into the modeling side, too. And we're talking to him about his sister of social network, tiktokspot.com, which is honeyacademy.com. So can't wait to chop it up with him when he comes on the show. Got so much to talk about this guy.
Can't wait, man. I'm about to go crazy, y'all. Y'all know it's going to be turn-up time the whole show.
Yeah.
I'm
last week,
today.
If y'all missed last week's shows, man, y'all got to go check them out. Hilarious. Like, you'll be crying, laughing all week listening to the shows. And
definitely,
I just want to say, biggest to all of you that came through. It was hilarious. So, yeah, I still trip off of it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I was telling people about it. I said, did y'all? A lot of people that shared some feedback with me, they were dying laughing too. So that was definitely a good week in shows. And just, I just love it. You know, that's one of the things it comes to when it comes to your career and whatnot. You always want to, you know, continually make it hot and make sure that people know it's, you know, keep it fun. Keep it fun and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. And we've been touching on a lot of key points, though, too, Steady. When you look back,
we've
been giving some tips. I mean, everybody that came on the show, like, I mean, of course, we're always informative, but these last couple weeks have been cool. I think we've been, you know, informing people how to be more knowledgeable, really, because we've been giving tips.
Yeah.
I hope y'all been taking notes.
Yeah, we've been really going in. For, you know, of course, again, remind people who first time to the show. This is our second annual Dust Music Month, and that's where we kind of, not only do we just review the hot shows we just do, but we tie our shows into you not just being entertained, but also being, you know, educated as well as far as the music industry and here for different people, entities, whether it's a music exec, whether it's an artist, producer, DJ, whatever. You learn all these mm-hmm. different aspects. So definitely you want to definitely pay attention because, you know, like some things work for some people and some things you may have not known, it's good to pick it up because if you're not learning nothing new, then you're stuck still. So I try to learn something new every day.
Feel that. I definitely agree with you. And then, I mean, plus, you know, I think it's smart for a lot of people just, you know, to listen anyways because you never know where you might fall into. You know what I mean? Not everybody's career is promising. You might venture off into something else or, I mean, sometimes it's just good to know. You never know where an opportunity or you just listening can get you, you know, what point it could take you to, rather. So, hey,
right.
You always
want to some people, you know, they wait till they get real, real, real old and they finally realize that, oh, man, I should have been listening to this all this time because this is my calling all along.
Mm-hmm.
And we get our answers at different times, but, you know, you always want to, that's why you want to explore different entities to figure out which one fits you best. So
Definitely. We're
going to go ahead and go to some music. We'll go to quick song break and come back. We'll be chopping up a little bit about some of today's hot mess, and then we get a little bit of today's hot mess. Of course, we'll be chopping it up with my boy DJ K-City in the building.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to my boy Dirty Boy Quincy's track, The Road, and then we'll be back on Life for the Best Man. With your boy, City J, and your girl, Kaylin Lamar.
Yep.
I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. I'ma let it slide, it's the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. Straight up out the burrow, bitch, I'm high fucking strong. The world that I'm living in, I can't seem to do no wrong. I got some haters at my back and I say fuck them all. This bullshit all around, I'm in my own zone. Pass me a pint of flow till my eyes is all blurry. And it's the 88 way of life, I'm in no hurry. Standing by myself saying fuck it, got no worries. I'm a giant in this bitch, Pierre Paul, that's a true story. And you gon' need a terrorist plot just to reach me. And even if I fall, I stood taller than all of y'all. No matter how you look, nigga, years gotta fall. Hey, I'm motherfucking tower tall. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Trials and tribulations, man, I've been through it all. God fucking willing, man, I'm fitting to pass them all. The fuck if I won't do me till my glass is half empty. Double cup getting low, feeling a little empty. Like a
battle with my license, sweeping blocks until they're empty. Clock bells ringing, all I'm hearing is the ding ding. I'm stuck in the days, how the fuck you think I'm feeling? I'm tired of you fuckers talking about life you're not living. And where the action at, show me quick before I pull it. Bang bang, two shots through your mouth for talking clueless. It ain't shit you can do, you know I fucking do this. And that's the type of shit because you know I'm fucking ruthless. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up.
block, this the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life, this the road that I choose. Leave your body holy like motherfucking Moly. That's a Friday after next, Craig and Day they story. You feel some type of way, then approach me on some G shit. I'll play your dentist and collect all your truths, bitch. Truth, bitch. That vibe, I don't steal shit. Come around me talking and you get rocked with some quick shit. Got a bunch of niggas and they don't like no fuck shit. Bunch of fucking dogs, Mike Vick, we gon' rip shit. Ha, can your girl say I'm talented? E&T guarantee I'm a fucking bouncer. And shout out to my 88s. I'm gonna make sure it's fucking food on our dinner plate. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose. I'm at the bottom of this motherfucking double cup. Waking up, I'm throwing up. And every day I do this, but it ain't no giving up. This the path I choose. So I'ma live this life. This the road that I choose.
Yeah, yo. We're back. Okay, so we're gonna go. I'm gonna go in right out the top on something crazy, Mama Hot Mess, man. Oh my god! So for the first time, I want to go and give a special belated Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And y'all know me. Y'all paid this on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook yesterday. I was going in because, you know, I'm just so tired of every year all the bitter people, and it's mainly the females and bitter baby mamas that want to ruin Father's Day for the fathers that are actually handling business.
Uh-oh. Let's talk about it.
So, because this is going to go into it's some hot mess today, too. I want to talk about it. It goes along with it, too. But I put out a message there yesterday and said, can we have one Father's Day on social media respected for the dads who are there for their children? And I made a cheesy Trinidad topic that a lot of people are loving. Team, we didn't pick your baby daddy. You did. And my Instagram picture says, warning, stay clear of the bitter females who won't allow Father's Day to be untainted. Now, my whole point of coming from that is basically off the fact of it's getting so old that every year you either save all your time on your wall or your news feed, or you get some new people, and they want to go, happy Father's Day to me because I play the dad and the mom. Shut up, okay? We can play two roles. But just say Happy Mother's Day to yourself and then call it a day and stop doing this every Father's Day, because really to me it's mad disrespectful, because there are dads out there who actually have that business, so they don't come ruining your Mother's Day. So don't come on there and start acting a fool on Father's Day, because it's a ratchet moms out here too. So don't come on freaking Father's Day acting ratchet. And you know what I'm saying, it's getting old, we get it, you're bitter. But in the day, we didn't grab your baby daddy's penis and put it inside your lady and ejaculate it. You did that. And if you got a problem with it, then you start putting on goddamn, you put a condom on, and you can do a million things of making sure that you don't get anybody pregnant, that you'll get yourself pregnant. And also, too, abstain. If you can't, that ain't going to work for you, abstain. If you're not doing none of those things, then shut up and quit complaining.
Yeah, I feel that. I could agree. Ladies, yeah, y'all got to stop that, because, like Steady said, there is a lot of men that really do for their children, but I just don't feel as when females go out of their way to put on social networks like belittling the person that actually blessed them with the chance to be a mother, I feel like that's wrong regardless of what's going on. Like, you're an adult. regardless, you're a parent. So therefore, I don't understand why people take it to the social networks. I say, if you, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to prove to everybody that you do so much for your child. Okay, happy Father's Day to myself. Whatever, and just keep it pushing. That's what I say, because I know a lot of, you know, I know a lot of people that really do for theirs, and you don't really see all that bashing going on Mother's Day. So yeah, that wasn't fair. I didn't like seeing that at all, because females were going in on every social network, and I'm just like, it's not. Come on, it's not that serious. So you just let it go. At the same time, we pick you, dude. I understand being a single mother, you know, that can, you know, leave some type of rage in a female, but at the same time, it's a time and place for that. You don't go on social networks and spaz. That's, nobody cares, to be honest. Like, you sit there telling all these people your business, and nobody really cares. They ain't gonna help you. So, what's your purpose? You know what I mean? So, yeah, that has to stop. That's just clearly, I don't know. I felt like it was real disrespectful.
Right, and on a funny thing yesterday, that was said by a mom. Some people, me and Check out saying that it's ratchet. I don't necessarily know it's ratchet. It's a little out there. But this is the tweet that Amber Rose tweeted about Wiz Khalifa yesterday. It was, "Happy Father's Day to the love of my life, Wiz Khalifa. Thanks for not putting your babies on my face that night."
LOL, JK. Come on, Am. We
don't
know
what
we're playing, baby.
I wouldn't necessarily say it was ratchet, but it was just a little out there.
It was out there, but it had me cracking up. At least she was honest, you know. I don't know. They just like kind of that kick butt couple, you know what I mean? Rock star lifestyles, how I look at them. So it's expensive.
Yeah, it
just like,
there. It was, to me, it wasn't it ratchet. Was. It was just out there. Like, people were like, oh,
yeah,
ratchet. But it's
like,
a lot
damn,
of people need to take you out there. They don't call ratchet, and I mean, whatever. I mean, come on. I realize it's not a new joke. And then this whole thing about, oh, yeah, there's someone see this on the internet one day. Trust me, that tweet is the least of their worries.
There
are other things that everyone that's out there is like, whoa, that you worry about seeing the internet before you worry about that. So, wow, people, get it together. Get it together.
Yeah, that had me cracking up. I thought that was funny, but it threw me off. But it was still just like, okay, I'm feeling you, but yeah. Next.
All right, so we're gonna go to the phone lines, and we got some more hotness coming up, man. It's a lot of it's some hot stuff, man. It's some hot stuff we're gonna talk about. So. We'll be chopping with some more of them later on the show. All right, so we got a call from the 909. You're on Life with Death Live with your boy, Fetty J, and your girl, Terry Lamont. What's up? What's up,
hey, what's up?
There we go. He's better now. It was sound like he was swimming in the water for a second. Like,
I'm with
all right, there we go. We got you now. We got you a little better now. All right, so man, you know, definitely glad to have you in the bedroom for us, man.
Not bad. Yeah, man, I'm doing the father thing, man. I heard you guys talking about the Father's Day and things like that, and all the drama that was going on. I missed it all. We had an event there today, and for the next couple of days, it's my Father's Day with my children, so I'm excited.
And, you know, big ups to you, man. For happy belated to you, man. You know, just handling.
Appreciate it.
You know, I can say it just annoys me. And my brother, because you know, my niece, she's a year and a month old. A couple of days on that too. But you know, this would be his second Father's Day, and. You know, even when he wasn't a father, he was always going in about people doing that. But now that he's him being a dad, it's even more annoying to see that females are continuing bashing. You know, making it a bash day instead of letting it be a day, let it be respected and unattainted for the people that's actually handling business. Let it be Father's Day instead of Beautiful Day.
Absolutely. It baffles me sometimes, but all I can do is continue to do what I do with mine, I kind of just look at the opinion of my kids. They show me all the love. That's all the love I need, man. Everybody else can play online and talk all the mess.
Social media it's a gift and it's definitely a curse. And today, I want to give you a more proper introduction. Let everybody know a little more about you. Of course, chop it up at the beginning of the show quickly. But again, of course, you're a DJ, you was already doing so with that. Then you have HoneyAcademy.com. It's all
right,
this stuff with model size. So I want to kind of jump on a little time machine and
right.
go back to the music side first as far as, what actually got you into music.
No doubt, man. Well, I mean, just like most people, they'll tell you, it's like as far as back as you can remember, music has been one of those things that you're just attached to. And you don't know why, you just can't get away from it. I started mainly, DJing was my bigger dive into the music. I mean, I've always, loved to listen. And, everybody starts rapping once again. I was even in a Christian rap group back in the day. and then, you get older and then you want to make some of that cool stuff that you heard on the radio that sparked that smile that when you were angry and mad at your family or friends or peers, you can just turn on some music and everything instantly be better. I'm from Kansas City, man, and I kind of started, I was about 16 when I got into the music business there. A couple years later, fast forward, we're in California, and I mean, the weather, the atmosphere, I mean, everything just, it started coming together because you get to see, the lifestyles of where the music comes from in a whole different culture, when you're in a country, there's, you got to listen to a certain type of music and a certain type of feel, and then you go to a whole big atmosphere like California, and you're like, wow, that's what they're talking about, the beaches and the cars and all the fancy stuff, but the beautiful weather, most importantly. But that's where it sparked for me because I wanted to have that life with my family and my kids and stuff to live good. So the music was the first thing I branched onto. I knew what I could do. I started my record label there, and we got some artists, and it grew from there, man. So
nice.
It was definitely, kind of going to the label. Mm-hmm. And you said you started a label and started branching up with more and more artists, and kind of going to the DJ side. What were some of the things you wanted to do? That's a key part of being a DJ, and as far as the artists that try to work with you, breaking music is a big key.
No doubt. My DJ avenue was a little bit different because I wasn't initially a DJ that was looking at necessarily break records or a full master flex or things like that. I actually was a big fan of DJ Screw. It was one of my bigger influences, believe it or not. And at first I didn't care for the chopped and screwed music and it was in Kansas City, it came too hard, and it was you couldn't even have no regular music bus school getting anybody's car. I grew in respect and their passion for it, and then that's how I originally started, just remixing and slowing things down, chopping it up and doing things like that. And it was more so songs I didn't care for that I heard that I wanted to do a different version of it. Breaking, as far as exposing music and breaking records, that was never really my thing. I just love to mix. I love to just take a piece of music and treat it some sort of art canvas and just paint over it and see what you come up with your imagination. So, that's how I started as far as that goes. I kind of skipped from, I didn't do a lot of events. I did some club venues and things like that, but I did this for me and I guess the people around me usually.
Right.
It wasn't DJ drama and things like that where I was really breaking records. I was hooking up with major artists at the time. I did do a couple compilation projects where I reached out to people from across America and some even out of the country to put together some things. And I liked that, but it just the DJ and my name is just there now. I don't think I'll spend any more records. I get asked to break records sometimes, and I do. I'm affiliated with a lot of DJs, but that's just part of the name that really got me there. My main thing is being a mogul, being a someone that's creating a brand and a product to gain respect and fans in this world, you know. And that's where I had Hood Academy Records. That was born first before Honey Academy. And we'll jump into Honey Academy. That was more so like an accident when I built that. I was looking for eye candy or some sort of thing to bring traffic to your website for your music artist. I say, you know what, you got music, you gotta have eye candy. So we started with that, and we started small, one piece of eye candy, to 3 to 5 to 15, and we built 115 profiles that were custom. We had a little bit of slack from our name, Honey the Hood Academy, because that's what it was originally. So I evolved that and dropped the hood out of it and just named it Honey Academy so we can appeal to a bigger audience. And that's how that goes. That's kind of the nutshell of how that was built.
Right. You know, the crazy thing is because you know, I remember when it was, like you said before, it was getting a really huge, big social network. And uh-huh. I remember back when it was intertwined with the Hood Academy and Honey uh-huh. Academy was intertwined with each other. Because my girl, Tiffany Elizabeth, you know, big ups to her. That's the main reason. That's how I ended up finding about your brand. And that's actually how the model side for Earth got started, because she was like, yeah, you should do the modeling side too. So.
That's dope, man. You know, I think that anytime we can use people around as our peers to inspire us to try something else and just go out and to, you know, a brand, I think that's amazing. And so, you know, I got a lot of respect for you. And, you know, you never tried to deny the fact of the influence, and you always get respect, man, and support. And that's big. That's big time for me, being in the industry and in this type of business, because people are usually just they're taking information and they're using it for themselves. They don't give it back. They won't show any love. So big respect to you.
Because I couldn't wait for you to come on here, because you know I couldn't wait to just really go on about that to prove to people that, hey, guess what? and as far as you know, and the big guess what is, like you said, you just mentioned it with DustSpot.com and HoneyAcademy.com, and how it's not like we, you know, it's two different social networks, but we're not trying to go, oh my God, we're in competition with each other. It's like, hey, at the end of the day, we're not blind. We see the same people. We see the same people from DustSpot come join Honey Academy, and it's Honey Academy is joined DustSpot, and that's designed by, and that's put together by design. That's not an accident.
right. You have your avenue and your lane, and I think it's dope. I love it, and it's kind of it all makes sense. You know, when I see the way you do your site and the people that are involved in it, and you know, how you put the stars on a pedestal and things like that. I think that's dope because, I mean, most people are trying to look for more things to praise them and to bring all the shine to themselves. And what we're trying to do is, you know, put everyone on the pedestal and give them an opportunity to shine. And then give them an opportunity to shine.
When y'all do the month, that's when y'all do the honey of the month. Yeah, I know people are like, they go crazy. Man, and y'all really did big ups. Y'all just originally, they just did the
Thank
honey
you.
Of the year, and y'all was giving out, man. They was giving out some stuff, man. People was out, yeah, that voting was getting real. And I was trying to vote for all my people. I was like, oh, that's all my fan right there. I was like, damn, voting.
It's rough. Shout out to Daisha, man. Daisha Hicks, she was just the big talent, and you know, most importantly, you know, a lot of these women, I know you can relate to this,
they're hot, they're gorgeous, they got banging bodies, everyone praises them, and then they feel too good, you know, they don't show love, they're not humble, and she's one of those very humble models. She comes back to the site. She don't a ton of sites, but she comes back to the site. She updates the status. There's like 300 model sites out there. But she comes back and she promotes.
Yeah, because there'll be a lot of people say that, like it's always hilarious to me that, you know, when people do that and they get on you, you know, they like they go, "Wash your door, your suit." But what's your same way how you know, because you know, they try to say that, "Oh, I'm already on not sitting already got ready." But then you see them, they on Facebook, they on MySpace, they on Twitter, they on Kick, they on Keek, they on Vine, they on
everything.
Yeah. I'd be here all day. Instagram, we'd be on as long as Pinterest. I'd be a long list of names.
And it's crazy because, you know, you can join one site at the Death Spot or at Honey Academy and, you know, gain a fan or gain a contact that you didn't find on the other sites. You know, I don't mind, you know, get it from all the angles, you know, but.
Great. I thought it was like, if you like, for instance, if you only go and dig in one spot, then you're going to get, and then you'll keep, you know, that's the only place you're going to keep getting something, and then you start wondering why. Man, I'm not really doing anything because you're not testing in different waters, especially in something that's proven.
And you know, and no disrespect to any site out there. And you know what I tried to do different with mine was obviously the social field, because before we didn't have a social side, we just had pages. But besides, you know, the social network, I mean, I'm not just putting the girl with the biggest behind on you know, my head, or I'm not just putting the people with only the video vixens on the spotlight. I mean, we're talking about plus size. I don't care if you're commercial, print. I mean, there's so many different aspects of just modeling. And I think that, you know, sometimes, you know, people are just looking for the big bubble butt, you know, and it's nice. But,
right.
You know, there's other people out there that want to get in. So I think the Honey Academy and the Death Spot is one of those type of places. It's about pushing whatever brand you can and whatever your niche is, and everybody is their own talent. And just because you're a little bit thinner and don't have a big waist don't mean you can't model that, you know, that outfit as good as the next person. So,
people often think that goes with music, that goes with modeling. I mean, for me, I get bored of it just being one particular genre.
Yeah.
I gotta have multiple things.
And yeah, shout out to the
I'm
plus size
sure
lady.
You've been to this, have you been to this before? Where, you know, because I go to this from time to time, having to deal with this stuff that people always go, "Well, I don't know." Do they judge? They pick one thing, they pick one entity, and they make it their whole inference of what your whole thing is about.
Oh, absolutely, all the time. It's just, you know, and it's like people don't pay. They don't attain enough information. But you know, we ain't got time to coach them all. We just put it out there.
Right.
People don't
I have everything. I give you links. Like the link. I'm personally, I like to give you links. So because I then people going, I can tell you things all day long. You ask me question to question. But it's after a while, the people who, if you just go read the links, all your questions be answered. That lets you know who reads.
Right, absolutely.
That lets you know who reads real quick. So, there you go. But I think so far, we go on to another part of everybody's part of the favorite of the show is the tearing turned up time. So, I hope you're ready for that. I hope you're ready for that, bro. So,
all right.
I'm going to go ahead and go to more of this week's hot mess, or today's hot mess, excuse me. All right, so, from first order of business on the more hilarious list is, so Kate Michelle has put out there that she is now through her brothers. Yeah.
So what's she saying?
She
crossing over?
She says she's apparently saying that, you know, she's dabbling to the white guys now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't know. Public announcement. I don't understand. That's stupid. But, yeah, I guess. Don't discriminate. Whatever. Do what you do. Whatever you prefer.
But, yes.
But not every
I don't want to get started. I'm not going to get started over this, you know. I can get started.
You got to get started.
Sundays are sad just to get a good reaction from people.
You know?
And a good marketing strategy.
I just really don't like the fact that she's putting out there, like, I'm just done with all brothers. Like, and nobody tell you to try all of the brothers. And not every, you know, male out there, a black male, rather, is not a bad person. It's just she ain't had no luck. Why? I don't know. So it's like, I don't know.
That's
crazy.
It's like if you keep throwing the same bait into the water, you're going to keep getting the same fish.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about going a whole nother race. I would just try that same race from a different culture first, and then, you know, because it might be a hood black dude or a preppy black dude or, you know, there's all kind of black dudes out there. So, I mean.
Exactly.
You can go to another country and find black dudes. You can black dudes in London. You know, it might be a different little feel of thing. So.
Yeah. So maybe she's not looking at the bigger picture. It might be her. It might not be the dude. So.
Just might.
Well, you know, shout out to you. That's me. I mean, my thing is, don't, you know, I hate people do that. It's kind of like people say, well, I'm so tired of being treated so bad. I'm going to go to jail.
Don't diss the brother.
You're not gay because you're gay. You want to be gay. You're gay because you don't want them to cheer on you. I know. I say this all the time. And it would be a lot of them that would admit it. A lot of gay or female friends who are studs and whatnot, who would cheat on you just as much as the guys will. So don't come in here and start feeding me to all this nonsense. It's because you switched over to, you went over and decided to be gay. That's going to make everything all right.
Wow.
Right.
And then, Dave, you still attract the same guy person? You the same person whether they're a girl or a guy?
That's Preach true.
That. Yeah. Well, you know how they do on TV, man. They just get people what they want to hear and see sometimes.
Yeah.
We never know what they're really thinking.
Now,
we could all be getting riled up for nothing.
Now, continuing on VH1, so people of stars or whatnot, basketball white star Brooke Bailey, she's apparently been caught going crazy at a pool party. Kissing girls, grabbing butts, and ripping off girls.
Uh-oh, go crazy. Go crazy.
Wow, yeah, it's really, you said wild. The wild is, like, that's not, I think that's a light word.
I'm trying to be nice to him.
That's a light word. It's going, wow.
What they call it, pandemonium.
You're going, dude. She has top pictures. She's over there kissing on this one right cheek. And there's another picture of the people. She's messing with one of the girls in the red t-shirt contest. And then for this, she wasn't messing with her shirt. She was messing with underneath the shirt. So you gotta check it out yourself. See what's going on with that. Wow.
That's some crazy news there, man. I be messing out on all this.
You gotta get on me to check out yourself, right? Because it's certain you got to go see that. It was, wow, it was interesting. Wow. Okay, I got one more.
I'm messing up.
Okay, I got one more. I got thrown in there for clumsy crooks. That is one of my favorite websites in the world because I love the idiot criminals that just, wow.
What side is it?
Wow. ClumsyCrooks.com. That's www.clumsycrooks.com. And you go here, I mean, it'll have you crying laughing because every time you turn your head, man, these criminals just do the most.
I got to check that out because I love it. That's my favorite, watching dumb criminals, man.
Yes. Oh, my God. You listen to all kinds of the shows. We're talking about this stuff. There's been some people that said some, done some crazy stuff to people. Running around trying to escape the police on a lawnmower, all kinds of crazy, stupid stuff. Yeah, it gets real on the site. Hey, so
it's real.
That was some supercharged lawnmower he had.
Yeah, so this time was on today's show. Today's all Teddy Storm and Clumsy Crick is it is interesting. Okay, so a Seattle marathon runner chases down a thief. Wow.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this is interesting. So a West Seattle marathon mom was seen to be a victim when she spotted a man stealing her husband's bicycle from her garage on June 6, 2013. Long-distance runner Sarah Tallison was ready to go the distance to catch the would-be burglar. It was on instinct, a primal instinct of justice, really, in which she was chasing the man after he had ditched the bike. She said she's running and screaming, called 911. This man is trying to steal my bike. Three neighbors heard her screams, called police. Nearly 10 blocks to her house, police arrived and arrested the suspect. During the chase, the man asked Tallison to back off, but she refused. Her response to him was, "Look, I was going to run 6 miles today, but I could probably do 12.
Wow.
Like, this one was like $6 million, man. She's like, y'all watch this to me.
It's like a little cartoon running around. Wow.
He was super serious about the bicycle. He said, "Oh, I'm getting you one way or another."
Oh,
he was real serious about that bicycle.
Wow, ain't playing that.
Wow. So,
kind of bike was that?
Yeah, more the story is, you never know if somebody can run or not. So be on the lookout.
Man, that must have shocked the heck out of him, man. He turned around like, whoa.
Yeah.
He was probably cruising. He probably didn't even have his hand on the handlebars. Like, I'm cool.
Shut down his whole operation.
She came up in a blouse running, man, with the New Balance, trotting.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I'm telling you, man, she's the guy. That was the real life. That was a real life bionic woman right there. Oh, you thought she was going to do what? Oh, not on my watch. That's the hot mess. That is the hot mess. Hot news for today. Of course, we've been going to everybody's favorite segment. It is the Taryn turn up time. So. K-City, I hope you're ready, man. You never know what's going to come out of her mouth. She got some interesting stuff that come out of her mouth from these questions, but just be on the lookout.
She bought it. She have a what?
She has some interesting questions that's going to come out of her mouth. Oh. So I want you to be ready.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for any question, man.
That'd be easy. okay, well, first question is, how do you feel about the entertainment industry now? Like, do you feel that the industry has changed more in a positive way or more in a negative way since, I'll say, like, the 90s?
I think it's changed in a positive way. Most people, you know, they talk bad about the industry and, it's definitely changed about, you know, how we get deals and how we get paid and things like that. But it's evolved to the point where people are becoming stars themselves without – with a big label. Like, people become stars on YouTube. You can become a star on Twitter. You know, you can almost control your own fate, put yourself out there, and really get your music or your talent across way further than you could before. You know, you couldn't just get on and record a video or do a live Ustream to reach out to a whole bunch of fans in the 90s. So it's more beneficial for us nowadays since we do everything on our phone. We have all this technology. So, I mean, I can put a freestyle rap on my phone right now and upload it on Vine or whatever these apps is, and I can become a sensation overnight. I don't have to go outside the record label and give them my CD for hours and hours and hours. I don't even deal with CDs no more. You can just email it or put it on a USB and send it over. So with all those type of capabilities, I think that the industry changed for the better. And now people don't have an excuse It's more in your hands if you screw it up, I think, now that. So,
okay.
I like
it. Yeah. I agree. I don't know. I'm more a fan of old school music. You know, I don't feel like a lot of the artists now, I feel like a lot of people, I more likely think some people just know people because.
Oh, well, you're talking about content. I mean, if you're talking about content, that's a whole different thing.
Yeah, I'm just talking about within music, within the way people deal. I'm talking about in the model industry, too. I'm, like, hitting everything with the entertainment industry. Like, the way people are now, you got photographers buying cameras, calling themselves photographers, really trying to sleep with the women. Sleeping with women just for them to get covers of Meg. Like, it's so
effective
going around.
Well, yeah, and on the same, it's more opportunity to do good. It's more opportunity to do bad. You know, it's more, you know, technology to everybody can pick up a camera now and start and can claim that they're a photographer, and you know, and that could cause a lot of bad business out there. But it's the way of the world. It's how the world grows. It's like, you know, the prices get high on the things that we purchase and the services that we use. And same with, you know, with the businesses. More people are trying to find other ways to get into it. And a lot of these times, yeah, these people are bumping their heads and they're doing a lot of crazy stuff. But you better be seasoned in this game. And you better stand out since everybody is a model and everybody's a photographer and everybody is a artist.
Everybody's
but what
same
makes you
thing.
Different? What makes
yeah.
you different? You know, so.
I hear that.
But I think overall, I think it's just better. It's kind of how we decide, you know, we want to deal with it and go about it. Because I'm going to control my. I'm not going to look for anyone to open a door for me. I'm going to kick it down myself. So, and I know it's easier said than done, but that's what I'm doing. I'm kicking it down, and I'm not going to be denied. You know, and that's, you know, everybody's that's the mentality to have in this business is not being denied and evolving with the time. You know, the music content and what people are getting big and popular over, you know, that's a little bit questionable, you know, but regardless, they're making themselves marketable one way or another. You know, you know, people had issues with some of these, you know, what are they talking about? But somehow they became they had the marketability to get out there in the industry. So there's something about them. They might not have cool lyrics or be the hottest or be the best dancer, but they were able to be put in a position to become a star. You know, how long is a little bit different.
Okay.
So.
All right. So what are your main goals for the next year? Like, what is it that you just have to accomplish or you really want to accomplish?
Well, I'm definitely bringing music back to the forefront for myself. I mean, like I said, Honey Academy is something that I brewed, you know, almost just by mistake, but it's become a huge success for me. But the ultimate reason why I have that is to fuel the music. I got a couple new artists, one in particular, Rico Priceless. He's a young kid from the Bay. I'm going to get some music put out for him. We're working on a couple of projects sometime. And probably towards the end of the year, people will be seeing more of them. But we're bringing the music brand, and it's We want to bring something just completely different, completely new. I mean, a lot of people are doing, you know, having a certain type of rap style. Like right now, it's big to be talking about popping mollies and doing all this. So you're doing the party things, and it's gonna evolve a little bit, you know, in a little while. It'll be more things, other subjects that people are gonna talk about. And we're starting this Music for Lunch kind of campaign, which basically our food is our music. And, you know, we just want to make good food. We want to eat good with it. So we just want to switch up how people listen to it, you know, how they mix in dubstep with hip-hop now. And, you know, every song becomes a techno song now and things like that. It's going to be another wave of things. If you guys remember, the auto-tune was a big thing at first, and then you had, you know, hyphy music that was popping. So it's just time for a new type of music, and that's what we're gonna produce. So we're working on some Music for Lunch products, and then Hood Academy has some new things there. So we're looking to hit in 1 year. I'll probably be we'll have two singles from Rico and my zombie. We have a zombie band now. They play metal music. They're actually going out. They'll probably be doing more a little bit sooner here because we were actually at the House of Blues yesterday performing. And that's getting it from a whole nother area, you know. My hip hop guys, I got black, you know, I got the brothers in the hood and the you know, the R&B listeners on that, and then now I got people that, you know, that are into metal and hard music. I'm affiliated with that too, so we have a dope zombie band. They're called Still Not Dead.
Nice.
Yeah, they face makeup and blood and gore. It's nice.
Ooh.
It's a show.
Wow.
So we want to bring, and that's part of the performing, bringing the performance and theatrical parts to the stage instead of just 300 people with a microphone making noise.
Dope. That sounds real dope. That kind of, I don't know, for some reason, like Michael Jackson Thriller video just popped in my head.
Right.
Like,
right.
Playing
this. Right.
Like, I like that. Dope.
That type of thing.
Okay. Okay. All right. So,
yeah.
Questions for the ladies, because, you know, whatever. I know, I'm sure you have a lady following. Are you
sure.
Dating, single, looking? What?
I've been making some jokes lately on Twitter that I'm looking for new baby moms, but or additional ones. You know, I only do one kid per, you know. But anyway, not really, man. My focal points are my kids. They're my joy. And my first thing first is having the best relationship with my kids. Women, you can see them on the weekend or on fun nights when you're out partying. So I love the beautiful women, and they've got me in tons of trouble and produced many children. But I can't say that I'm, like, you know, cut out. I'm not looking particularly for anyone. I'm content with me and my children. And that's the main thing. So,
okay.
But I love
them. All
right,
what are some
things
that...
And they know if they find me, I'll be in trouble.
Uh-oh. What are the main things, like, to a woman that, you know, pop out at you the most, that you seem more, like, most attracted to of a woman? Like, what does she have to have? What does she have to do?
I mean, she definitely has to have that. I'm fueled by positive energy and positive thinking, so she definitely has to, that's, like, the first thing first. You know, you got to just have that energy that just gives off positive fumes, because a lot of, I guess you could say people, but I think a lot of women usually are in the negative side of things. You have to be understanding, because I do work with women. I do work with models, and I work in the industry. So they have to be completely understanding, and I can only tolerate about 5% jealousy. And I'm not a very jealous guy myself. So
okay.
I don't like being interrogated. I don't want to be with a woman that I have to interrogate. I don't think that you should have the password or code or passwords to any of my phone devices or anything, and I shouldn't have yours. We don't have to follow or be on each other's social network. I don't even like having to take a picture and say I'm in a relationship with so-and-so, because I just don't – that's not how I do my business. So she has to be completely, I guess, blind to the social world for sure, because – that's, I get in the most trouble there. But it's just for work. My social world is work only. And so you need a woman to understand that.
Okay.
Otherwise, you'd be in an interrogation room every day.
True.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very true.
So who was that retweeted your stuff like 12 times? She seems to retweet your things a lot. If you know her.
Exactly.
Exactly
how it is. Me too.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I mean,
what is she doing in your chat? What is she doing in your inbox?
Mm-hmm.
At you.
Mm-hmm.
What is she doing in your inbox at 2 a.m? No, that's somebody very
mm-hmm. But that's that. I mean, I love beautiful women, though. I do. I have 4 kids, so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good answer. You know, I mean, it just depends on the woman. As long as she, you know, she's understanding and she can look past all that stuff, then you'll be smooth. But most women, nope.
I just like them in doses. Like, I don't want to move all in. I don't want to be all at your family's this weekend, all at my family next weekend. You know, we have our time. It's special. I get to miss you, and we have our time, and that's it, man. I don't know. All the other stuff I got, you have to be busy. You have to have something going for yourself instead of sitting around wondering why I haven't called you in 4 hours and 22 minutes.
Man, dude, it's just starting to make more and more sense. Why? This is why I made this reason. Why? Why? I don't know how to say. This is like the mirror image. I understand now. It's starting to make more and more sense. Why you have the mirror image?
It's wild, man.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
It's like, I feel like I'm listening to my flip talk right now.
But there's a woman out there for me one day. She'll deal with all my kids and my, you know, my opinions about how life and society goes, and you know.
Very true.
I have just a different belief in a lot of things, and we'll get to that another time. So that's normally a brick wall for people, for these women.
Okay.
You know.
How could you describe your style to us? Like, let's say, take us through your closet. Like, if you were having to rush out, you know, interviews, whatever. Like, what are some of the main things that we would probably see you wearing? Like, what's, describe your
sway. Unless I'm in business attire, I love business, you know, I like ties and things like that. I don't usually do a jacket on it. But besides business attire, I'm usually pretty, it's always a fitted hat. Everybody calls me KC. KC's the only hat I wear. I'm from Kansas City. So it's always a KC fitted hat. I like to wear some nicer jeans with a plain T-shirt. So, if you know, I get Drew's, Laguna Beach, you know, something nice like that, Air Maxes, and a cool shirt, a tee or something basic on it. That's me. Usually during the week, I'm a homebody, shorts, and a shirt. That's it.
Okay.
I'm chilling.
Cool.
But I'm almost open to different things. I don't want to be metrosexual or anything, but I'm open to, whenever I do certain events, you know, hiring a stylist and letting them use, you know, use my body as a canvas. But never too flashy.
Okay. Nice. That's real dope. Real dope. Yeah, because I can't stand the people that have to be, I don't know. Well, I guess some people have their own likes and stuff, but I just feel like too many people that's too materialistic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, just have to pop out all the time. Like, I don't
know. I'd rather go travel. I mean, I bought my kids, they like to be fresh, and I'm as fresh as they want to be, but, you know, keep it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people buy their kids Jordans every week while they're 2 weeks old, and they can only wear them for so long. And they're $50 a pop, and they're kind of like, yeah, if I can't pass these down, I'll buy you something where you can really strut in these and take a photo. But,
okay.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
It's chill. I know, I be seeing Seti J, he be styling with the sun, the shades on, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big boss mogul status, you know. I try to pretend like I'm not old and try to dress young, but it works sometimes.
Okay. I know Seti wants to ask his all-time favorite question.
What is it?
I got two of them. One is, what is the most embarrassing moment you've ever had?
Okay. My most embarrassing moment I've ever had was after I was dealing with a woman. It was a young girl. I was in a suburban part of Kansas, one of the really rich counties, and I was dating this white chick. And at this time, I was, not in school, just running around, and she actually let me stay at her house. Her mom wasn't very fond of me because I was darker skinned, you understand? But so anyway, she went to school, and her mom was supposed to be at work all day, so I was just kicking it at the house, and, I hopped in the shower and things like that. So when I was getting out the shower, I heard somebody come home, and I'm like, oh, snap, and I'm like, what am I, 16? I don't know. So I hop out the shower, and I just, didn't even grab a towel or anything. I just go hide in the closet. I couldn't hide because the you could tell that somebody had been in the shower. It was all steamy. So she came in and she actually opened the door. And here I was completely naked in front of this girl's mom who hated me. And she seen everything. Because when she opened it, I kind of like threw my arms up, which unprotected and unblocked, you know, the vision of whatever I had there. You just had to stand there naked looking foolish. And that was pretty embarrassing for me. I never forget it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting caught with your pants down in front of your girl's mom. Yeah.
Man.
She saw your man head.
We weren't doing nothing. You ain't see nothing.
She saw your cooking berries.
I thought I was slick hiding in the closet, but you know, the steam, like, come on, you can't. I should just put my clothes on. But I was just thinking fast, like, boom, I just hid in there. And
she saw your notes in bolts. She saw your notes in bolts, Goofy.
Man, that is crazy.
Yeah, she was a white woman. She went, yeah, she, yeah. I wasn't supposed to be there. We got it good, though. So. Right. I thought it was pretty much over. She said, I'm calling the police. I'm like, man, can I get my clothes on first?
Okay, I got another one. Okay, another one. Sorry, she gave me this is the one that she was talking about, which is, if today was your last day, today was the last day, as far as, if you had to sum it up it very quickly, like a quick commercial, what would you want everybody to remember you for? If today was your last day, what would be the thing that everyone would remember you for?
That memory as a person that never quit, you know, and that can always go against adversity. There's nothing that could stop or deter me, or nothing anyone can say that it's going to stop my motor for movement, so I can provide for my good friends and family, man. I'm a no-excuse type of person. It doesn't matter if I was poor growing up. It doesn't matter if I didn't finish school. It didn't matter if this other person was more qualified than me. I always chase my dream and put myself out there like that. Some people don't take a chance on themselves and give themselves enough credit. And, you know, they're afraid of rejection, but I'm not, you know, because I'm not going to be embarrassed to do something that's going to give my kids and my family and loved ones that life. So I just want to be known as that person that really paved the way and just, you know, motivated people to do whatever they wanted to do, you know, regardless of education level or financial and things like that. So and be a good daddy, man. I love being a daddy. I do. So that's it.
I feel that.
I'm sorry about that. I don't care about being the biggest guy in the game, the most popular, just for my family and friends to smile and live that life that we always wanted. So,
okay.
So as far as letting everybody know how they can keep up what you got going on, let them know, you know, your Facebook, Twitter, you know, website, all that good stuff.
I use Facebook as little as possible, but you can tweet me at DJ KCity. Someone actually hacked and jacked my website, djkcity.com, so we're relaunching that. I think we have a 2-month deadline on that. So, djkcity.com, and of course, HuddyAcademy.com. We need models, we want photographers, we want makeup artists, we want agents, we want, you know, we want everything. We're open book for all y'all. DJKCity, that's most of my handles on Instagram, and I ain't even downloaded the Vine yet, but I'm pretty sure it'll be there. Don't jack my Vine. I got to go make that for somebody to make it. Take my username. And they have to hide the buy from them.
Yeah, because, you know, people try to do that as far as like my, what's called, too. They be trying to emerge as Sadie J on Google, but it's not going to help them. It's going to keep pushing me up. Keep trying to use
Teddy
J if
you want. You're going to keep pissing me off. Hey, man, they'll do it, man. I got websites. If you don't read me, man, they'll buy them and make you buy them back from them. And it's wild. So I usually try to secure as much as I can, even if I don't use them all.
Right. That's the way to go.
Yes, sir. Find me on the Dust Spot on there too. My profile on the Dust Spot too. You know, so they can find me on there as well.
Yeah, you find him on there because he got. I mean, like you said, what you talk about in the show, it's not about, you know, who, man. You know, Honey Academy is just. You know what? I'm seriously on Honey Academy as much as I am on this one. Like, real talk.
It's dope. You do.
I have a list. I have a little grid I go through every day, and I go check out the sites, and I go read the stuff, and read the stories on them, and all that every day. And Honey Academy is one of those few that I do. Is like, besides Facebook, Twitter, you know, the ones that everybody knows to say, hey.
It's that daily route right there.
Mm-hmm. Keep your daily right. You keep that going. You won't never have problems saying, "Well, I ain't had time for it. I got a rotation."
Right.
I'll be bam, bam.
And let me say this real quick. Shout out to all my Honey Academy team, my Hood Academy and Honey Academy team. Miss Ty, she go to work on Honey Academy. You know her. Sherelle for Grimes Social Media Production Promotions. I'm sorry, she promotes to almost 2 million people. And so shout out to her and the whole fam, man. Still Not Dead, Rico Priceless, Sadie J, Karen.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to you,
definitely,
too.
Thank you. Much love. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
No doubt, man. I'm going to come on with some releases next time. I don't have any exclusive for y'all this time, but we'll shoot y'all
I'm just glad we had you on the show. We talk forever and ever and ever because it's so much. That's a long. Without even having to do music, we had some of the top up. So it's so much for the world to see them and stuff. So it was definitely important. I'm gonna go to this one caller. I'm double checking to see if you want to be on the air. So if you don't, it's cool. So you never know who it is. Okay, so I got a call from 323. You're on Life of the Dust Live. What's up? I see 323 might just be listening. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, or you want other people to check out the show too, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/JDJ. You can also go to iTunes, which, by the way, of course, you got to pick up there. If you go to the shows on Blog Talk, they actually have a quick button on each episode that will take you straight to iTunes. So instead of typing all in the iTunes, you just click the iTunes button, bam, it'll pop up in your iTunes. So you go
shout out to over a million viewers and listeners. Shout out to that.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah.
We almost have 1.8 million. Oh, it's crazy.
Wow.
That's big time. Make me miss my radio show I used to do.
Man, tell you, man, it's been definitely an interesting ride of years of doing it. Definitely good to have Taryn doing it. Of course, shameless plug, to remind everybody too, in August, first week of August, this will be crazy because we have new hosts coming to the shows.
Tuesdays
and Thursdays. We won't be doing it anymore.
New host
on the show. Yeah, new host. We're going to have on Tuesdays, we're going to have my girl, Mala Angela. She'll be having her show, The Glitz and Glamour. And she's still looking for a call. So she looking for a bomb call. You got to be pretty good. And then on Thursdays, we got special guests on. So we got a host will be doing every Thursday, and that'd be my boy Camacho, artist Camacho, being in his building, and he's looking for a hot female co-host. So definitely, come and get ready to jump on tour because he's looking for a hot female co-host.
Boy,
get ready.
Shout out
to my girl Angela too. Angela's gonna turn up. She's definitely gonna turn up on the radio. I can't wait to hear it for real.
Angela,
what's up?
Yeah, she's already. She just started her show. She actually just started her show.
Texas 101, I think.
Yeah, yeah. She has a show she does on Wednesdays on Texas 101. She does that, so she's already
I mess with Texas
and whatnot.
No doubt, man. Hey. Big shout out to Texas, the whole state of Texas, Washington, Kansas City, Cali. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got some people in high points right there, Michigan as well.
Shout out to my people in Antarctica.
Yeah,
I got my folks out in Antarctica, the penguins over there doing the happy feet dance. Big ups to them.
Far.
Yeah. Shout out to my
I'll be out there to get that Whataburger. I need that.
Oh, man. Dude, everybody say, everybody for West Coast, I always say that. They be like, man, I'm coming to America, give me some of that Whataburger. That's the first thing they bring up.
I said I came when I first came.
About that Whataburger.
Whataburger and Taco Cabana. What does it do?
Taco Cabana. And right now, Taco Cabana come here and check for this one. Because right now they got they always only got a certain season. And he's making me mad, but right now they got the shrimp Tampico quesadillas.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man, y'all did. I can't be doing that.
Every time I house for a hot minute, it is usually like the spring or summer. And when they come out, you be like, oh, my God, man, it's going to go down. So,
I can dig that.
Down. Think about me and think about Taco Bell. Nah, it's just your fault. I mean, by him eating tacos today, it's funny being homemade tacos, so we got to that. But I'm going to go ahead and just remind everybody of everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, Uncle Teddy J. Oh, there's a Tara Lamoske. Oh, there's a DJ K City. Oh, there is a way. Y'all tuned in the episode of Life of the Dust Live with your boy Teddy J. We'll see y'all next show.
Bye.
Peace. Yep.